The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to I Mom So Hard, the podcast. I have recently had my testicles drop, and so now my voice is 14 octaves lower for some reason. It's because it's hot. It's been hot everywhere.
It's hot. I think there's a weird moon. I am exhausted when I wake up in the morning.
I'm mad when I wake up, but that's because I've been on my period like 14 times in 4 weeks. It's been just,
Wow.
I don't know if somebody wants me to get pregnant, but I'm like, he got a vasectomy. So unless you're sending me somebody that doesn't bother me.
I think these are your Catholic eggs. They don't go down without a fight, man.
They're No.
You only have two kids.
Going out of business.
We can cheap. Get six more out of you if we...
if we play our cards right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've probably dropped 14 eggs.
I'm telling you, I know that that's true because I'm like, God, he sucks. And then I'm like, kind of want to have sex with him. Oh, my God, I'm ovulating. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know. Speaking of, did we say that we're the hashtag I'm So Hard podcast?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, sometimes.
Sometimes TikTok.
YouTube.
But not officially.
We have
we're gonna get on TikTok. People keep following us on TikTok because we have a page, but we don't have any content. And I think people are like, well, at some point they'll show up.
Yeah. And at some point we will.
It'll be a surprise
to everyone.
I just like scrolling through. I have never even attempted to do a TikTok video because for some reason, it feels like I'm walking into a stadium of people.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, that's exactly what everything else is.
I know, but it's a little, it feels like you're showing your cards a lot.
It feels like I'm showing my cuckoo a lot. That's what TikTok feels.
What kind of TikTok are you doing?
Well, thirst traps. That's what the kids call them these days. Lots of sexy videos on TikTok.
You know that there's some middle-aged guy out there who's like, searches woman who ovulates constantly.
And then he finds
us.
He's going to be like, she seems scary and like a praying mantis. Like after we boink, she's going to rip my head off, which isn't untrue.
Oh,
which brings us to our subject of today's podcast, which is the rare and fun time that you get to be and go away with just your husband or your wife or your partner or whoever it is. But if you have kids in the mix... you're probably not going on a lot of vacations.
No. But
definitely not as of late.
I have only heard about this in theory. I know it will be many years before we ever do it.
Well,
because my husband is a little... He has like weird puritanical guilt about leaving the kids anywhere.
I did not have any guilt.
I wouldn't.
But I did once I got there. But at the beginning, I was like...
Well, you're going to miss them.
I knew I was going to miss them, but I was like... Oh, don't show too much excitement.
Yeah. That's why you would miss them.
Yeah.
I know it sounds obvious, but it's because they're not there. Because if they were there, you'd be like, go away.
Yeah. All I want to do is be left alone in the bathroom at a hotel. I paid for this. Can't I be alone in this?
Yeah.
So my husband and I, we, this is Kristen, by the way, in case you don't know. My husband and I planned a trip.
Unsure who it was.
Jen and I did our first,
post-pandemic live show
is exactly the way you should say it.
Yeah.
At a comedy club in Phoenix called Stand Up Live. We did four shows. Like, we did a 7 and a 9, and the next night did a 7 and a 9, all new material.
Yep.
All of Jen's stuff worked. It was so exciting. The majority of mine did not, but you go back to the drawing board and you rethink it.
That's not true. A couple of mine were sad, too.
Listen, nothing is more humbling or petrifying or terrifying or exhilarating than stand-up comedy. Yeah. So you get any kind of a laugh. You feel great about yourself. When there are crickets, you're like, I should have thought about dentistry.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. Every decision you made
into your brain in those nanoseconds.
And when you, as we like to say, shit the bed in comedy, or when something isn't working, it's weird because it's a split second until you say the next word, which will then land hopefully into a laugh. But in that trillest second, you've traveled a path as to why you didn't get called back from a job interview.
Yeah.
Why you had a really good date.
They were right. They were right. I'm not worth it.
It's so true.
That's how I wound up in comedy, and it's
exactly why I stay in comedy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
You're all of a sudden like, you know what? I didn't read to him enough. I should have read to my kids more. I don't know why. Like everything you're doing feels under a magnifying glass.
There were a couple jokes that afterwards I just immediately went into the final monologue from "I Never Sang for My Father."
But honestly, the audiences in Phoenix
were amazing.
They were so happy to be out.
We were so happy to be out.
I mean, we had the second show is a later house, but boy, we had a lot more men. Front row. I don't know what they thought they were going to see, but I'm sure they were disappointed when they got a view of me front center.
Our jumpsuits and our camel toes.
Yeah, I was going to say, my camel toe was front center.
That's what we should call this show, is jumpsuits and camel toes.
My God, that's our next book.
Yep.
There we go. There we go. Market, copyright.
Well, I do have to say, speaking of shitting the bed, I don't want to sexy it up in here, but I was so evidently excited to be out of town with my work husband, Kristen, to relate this, that I got explosive diarrhea immediately spent most of my time in the hotel room.
I think what happened was it was like two feral cats were let out of a bag.
Yep.
Into a neighborhood full of delicious decadence.
To be specific, it was pretzels and a cheese fondue dip. Yeah.
And I know you were supposed to dip it, but I used the bread as a scoop.
I did too. Exactly.
And then Jen was like, oops, I'm going to shit myself.
Can you guys pay the bill while I...
You did. We did. But I had a French dip in addition.
I think I had some French dip too. That might have been what.
We French shit is what we did. So thank you. Thank you, Phoenix. We came back lighter, which would never, ever happen.
Yeah,
mostly because it was 180 degrees.
Yeah, a lot of sweating, which I don't know if you have run to a hotel room. When it's 118 degrees
and you have to crap,
that kind of like that body taking over where you feel it in your fingertips. You think your fingertips might crap and you have like a little bead of cold sweat running down the back of your neck.
And your butt's like sucked in like it's in a bag losing air.
As hard as you can, and you get on the elevator and you're like, don't let it happen here. Why are these hotel keys so goddamn hard to use?
And then somebody wants to get real chatty as your door opens and you're like, I can't. Yeah. I'm going to explode in here.
Yep. And then I was like, sorry, floor 5.
Yeah. That feels bad. It's weird.
Very
I heard
echoey
it across
in
the
here.
Whole,
yeah.
The hall.
So that's really hot. Speaking of hot sex with our
hot
husbands.
Sex. Speaking of literally hot sex, and I don't mean that in the graphic novel way. I mean that in just a marriage way.
In, Oh, I thought you meant the Phoenix.
The Phoenix way.
Even though you're in air conditioning, you can still tell it's hot outside. Yeah, it's like it somehow cuts through the icy air.
Yeah, you're like, I'm being tricked. Yeah. Like, my body thinks I'm warm, yeah, but this fake air says I'm cold and I have constant body odor.
Yes.
It's like the deodorant was like, I quit. Are you kidding?
There were days I was like, what's the point? Yeah, really?
We were outside and we're like, is this where we go? Down for the... Is this where they find us? Is a chalk outline just us holding these weird Target bags? like, oh, and then I'm surprised you haven't brought it up, but as your husband, I feel like I discovered a fun thing as we were driving that you had a nightmare about, which we talked about
on our live.
If you didn't see it on our live, Jen brought it up. Wow. It was wonderful. And
as we were leaving the airport, we were in the car with Casey. She was driving, and we were just
chatting it away,
being chatty chatties,
probably complaining about the heat.
And then Kristen started screaming.
Low point.
I didn't know exactly what it was. Come to find out, it was because she was looking in the mirror, and a pubic hair was growing out of her trachea area. It was a long one, thick one. I'm sort of mad at you.
I don't know how you did not see this.
I think it's one that they come overnight.
I'm mad either way about it. This one. You always talk about your one chin hair.
I do have one chin hair. It grows out of the bone, you guys.
It's man hair.
Yeah.
Out of my neck.
It was like
disgusting.
It was like Magnum PI was really quick before getting out of the house, and so she used my tweezers and pulled it.
Oh,
but it was
such baby tweezers. They're so dumb. I know. They were like one inch
travel tweezers. I got
blondes,
them free.
Man. You guys you can use like these are fun. These are fun little fun suggestions of hair. I'm like, do you have a auger? Do you have something that can really pull and twist?
Yeah, it's sort of like a wine cork removal thing that she uses.
Jeez. And it was like 4 inches long. We can all agree, right? Gross.
It was so gross
that you had a nightmare.
So I that entire night, I was plagued with the diarrhea, as we remember. And then so as I would wake up, you know, when you wake up, you remember your dreams. And I kept having this nightmare that it was my hair. Yeah. And I was so mad that nobody told me. And it was like hard. I like, couldn't get it out. Or like the tweezers wouldn't grab it. Like one of those dreams.
Sorry, you were just living my life.
Exactly.
You were just living my reality, Jen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I'd get up and I'd have diarrhea and I'd go back to bed and I'd have the nightmare again.
Well, on to the next point. There is a guy that wants to bang me still, even with my neck hair.
Yeah.
And that is the guy I married. And so after all the sexiness of Phoenix and camel toe and hot and no deodorant and a neck hair, that's when we decided we're going to rendezvous in Scottsdale and take a little mini vacation. And I was not into the idea for a very long time because I was like, God, man, we just survived a pandemic and now we're going to go to Arizona in July. What do you want to do? Like, everybody has a breaking point. Like, this is going to, we're not meant for this. We barely made it through the pandemic. We barely like each other.
Yeah. So, you guys couldn't have tried to hike Everest or something?
I know.
Like that,
I was like, what's next? We have to wear air tanks? Like, I don't know why we do this. The scuba lessons, I don't know why we do this.
Scuba lessons with a newborn baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We like, it's almost like we need to, we operate the best under the most stress. And then if it's like a day at Applebee's, we're a disaster.
10th they're anniversary, like, they're going to do getting a shark cage in off the southern tip of South Africa.
Yep. And if he doesn't mind himself, I'm gonna open that and let the sharks in.
Kick him out.
Yeah. He's a round Irishman. They'll be like, yummy. So we decided to go to Scottsdale because we were already in Phoenix and it worked out great.
Yeah, it's really close. I didn't know that.
It's so close. And I have to say, it was our first official, like, just us trip.
Yeah.
And I think, like, literally the whole time we've been married, like 10 years. I said
for
8 years.
Sure. Yeah.
We definitely did a couple, like, when my mom was in town or something. I remember one time we we got to go to an Airbnb like 2 hours away for one night. And then we ended up drinking so much wine we barfed. That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then I think that was one of those barfing and exploding. Oof. I'm not sure if it was the wine or the cheese, but it left my body and we're fine. And then the second one was we went to a hotel for one night. That sounds so sleazy. And we did. We went to a hotel for one night and I don't think we did it. I think we slept because we were so tired.
Yeah.
So those two vacations are not vacations. Those are like attempts.
I think my husband and I might have done one night in Vegas, I think.
Oh, maybe.
I think maybe he came for one night when we had a show. But that's... Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It doesn't count as a vacation. Wait, everybody, you know, I think there's a lot of like, there are couples out there who from the very beginning knew, hey, it was important to them to like prioritize that time together.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely awesome. But then there's people like at least us who just got caught up in the current and we were like,
yeah,
nobody can carry their own backpacks. Nobody can pack their own lunches. Like it just, we were such a necessity. And then I think after the pandemic, we both were like, we got to like start having some fun together because this version of us together ain't so ain't so great.
That's good. That's really smart that you guys
and I really
that.
Had a good time with him.
Yeah,
it was really fun. And yeah, get into it. We talked like romantic.
She's snarling
crap.
Her face right now. What part are you mad at that I'm making you talk about it?
No, I found myself going like, babe, I really love you and I'm really grateful. I'm like, oh God, she's gotten to me. Oh, it's her. Voodoo. Ugh.
Wait, how am I to blame for your happy marriage? Don't throw me in this mix.
Because you make me talk about my feelings all the time. I would have been just fine, like, getting a little boozy and giving a hand job. And then I would have been like, that says everything.
Well, that's your love language is hand jobs.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Speaking of, lots of hot sex.
Okay.
Lots of hot sex. No, not. I mean, yes, it was nice to have that.
Yeah.
But again, the big. I'm sure there's
the
people
big
like,
what?
Not no.
You can't. You can't dangle that right there.
She said dangle.
Sorry.
Let me describe my husband's.
No.
Yeah, as though you don't do that every chance
well,
you get, which
I know,
is so
but
gross.
That's, but it's different when I do it.
You jerk. What I was trying to say before you made this crude.
Sorry.
Is that the important thing was that I remembered all the things about him that I loved and that got me in the sack to begin with.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's what it's all about is literally, and I remembered why I like to sleep with myself because I was like, I'm fun. I'm lighthearted. I'm smiling. Like, I didn't wear makeup for like 4.5 days, and I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying I'm kind of like, I'm good with like going outside, getting next to the pool, going on a hike. Like, I think I'm kind of low maintenance when it comes to overall vacations. As long as the hotel's kind of nice, I'm good.
Yeah, I think that that's good. And maybe that's like part of what I'm so stressed out right now is I'm not being a good partner to my husband. I'm not being a good.
Can we talk about how it's his fault? Because I already don't like the direction this
no,
is going.
No, absolutely some of it is. Like we're both like stressed out and crabby, you know, which that's never Everybody knows this is true. If mom wakes up in a bad mood, everybody in the house is screwed. Because really, it's on her to like
set the stage for the day. You're not saying you or her. You're saying it, one.
If I don't wake up in a good mood, and I think it's that way in most families.
I think you're right.
If you don't set the rules for how the day is going to go, how everybody talks to each other, it's off the rails.
Yeah, it sets a tone, but it's also way too much pressure.
It is. And I usually am up for the challenge. And lately, I get up like, Brent had asked me, I've been up like 10 minutes today. He's like, is something wrong? And I was like, there's kind of a lot to do right now. Yeah. You know, like, you want to just get nuclear because like you need the other person to like sort of retread you a little bit. And if you're both like spent, there's nobody who can do that because certainly your kids are not going to do that. And they're just being their normal selves.
Yes.
They're just being kids. But then I start to get into this like spiral of like,
yeah.
Oh, all I do is go around the house yelling at them to pick up. That's all I have time to do is pick up after the kids. And then I don't have time to like sign them up for the dance class I wanted to or whatever. So all I am is like the shittiest version of myself for them and for my husband. And I would love to get away. I would love to like take 2 days, just 2 days, I think, or 3 days, just so I could like not go to bed playing angry solitaire on my, like,
right.
He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything to put me in that mood. I'm just overwhelmed.
I'm going
to
come to your house and I'm going to be the one that wakes up. And then your children will be so happy to see you because they'll be like, the house has been a real crap hole the whole time. She is all over the place. I can't follow her conversations. Like, I will shine a light on how great you are by simply being me. And I will be that in your home for 2 days. You'll go away for two days. They'll come back and they'll be like, oh, God, we've missed you.
That's not true. She'll ruin them. They'll be like, Miss Sweeney, she was playing games with us and she was like tickling us. And
left the front door wide open all night long. We have 3 coyotes in the house, but she's a good time at a party.
She did not. She did not teach us like how to sort items in our closet every 2 days, which I do. Yeah. I do because
they're
going
to be better
like
people for it. But you're right. That is not what I would do because I need to be popular. So I need them
so
to like me.
I'm popular in my house now. My God.
And I'm having some stuff with family and I'm trying to work through some things. And it, whenever you're struggling with your own family, like your parents or whatever, it shines a light on how you parent. You're like afraid like, and then you're in control. Like, I don't know. It just feels like you're like, you know, when you go to the eye doctor and they put a different lens in front of your eyeball, like each one is like rage, happiness, sadness, empathy, compassion, revenge. Like you can't figure out which one is the right one because everyone else is determining how you feel. And yet you're still being told, hey, be happy. Because if you're happy, then everybody's happy.
Exactly.
But you're not allowed to exist as a human. And that's, it's really hard. It feels like endless pressure. And I don't want my kids to have revisionist history and just remember me as a bitch. No. I don't want them to think of me like I'm like some asshole. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, like Finn is really in that like smart aleck phase. And I'm like, I gave you 5 in a row. I gave you 5 in a row. And I was super nice about it. On number 6, I put my foot down. I'm like, that's going to be the one he remembers. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I said one bad joke and mom went nuclear. And I'm like, nope, you had 6 bad jokes. And I'll tell you, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to tolerate you. So then I'm like, you know, it's just like this weird world.
That's the other part that sends me down the like mom shame spiral is I'm like, oh, they're going to, I don't want to have the angry house. I feel like I had an angry house.
Yeah.
I grew up in an angry house. I don't want that.
I know.
And anytime I'm like, I do know that I have to be stern and I have to be consistent about things.
Yeah.
And I do miss, you know, I do feel like the last year has been hard on them. And I
so
do feel
hard
like
on them.
They're good kids, you know.
Yes.
And so they melt me. They really do. And so I try to like be nice. And I am nice. You're I am very nice until I lose my mind. And I'm like, you literally have just treated me like you haven't even looked at me the last like 10 times I've spoken to you. At some point, I'm going to break, you know? And well, then I'm angry. You. And then I'm like, I'm my mom.
I was at your house at Delilah's birthday party, and those kids were climbing on they'd gotten
into a window, you guys.
Into a window. So what do? I go over and I hear myself and I'm like, I'm my mother. I'm like, kids, you know better now. All of you, this is not how you treat somebody's house. I need you all to get down. And all of a sudden I'm like, I am a security guard at somebody else's house. I need to go get some sort of security job and get paid for it.
Yeah.
Because that is what I'm doing currently. And I also think my kids know that I'm kind of having some stuff with family. And so I'm off. So they almost see that I'm like a little vulnerable right now. Yeah. And so then they are like coming at me like, Mom, you know what'd be great? Can I get some more gems? And I'm like, oh, you're capitalizing on my vulnerability.
Evil geniuses.
Yeah, for your own personal gain. You need to work in finance.
Yeah.
I
work that system. It's more lucrative. Were I not feeling all of these things right now, I could probably have like a great 3-day bangarang session with my husband, like have the neighbors complain kind of.
Yeah.
But I am not liking myself right now. I'm like exhausted and angry at the end of the day.
Well, my husband planned this, so I would not have gone. You know me. I was not into it when I heard about it. I was like, are you kidding?
Hold on. Firing off angry text to husband.
I mean, I wasn't great about it. I was like, are you kidding? We're coming off right off of our brand new live show. What do you want me to like, you know, and every time that we ask each other, I'm always like, is this okay? And you're like, yes. And I'm like, okay, but then you have to sit out too. I don't want us both like.
Yeah, we needed it. We both needed it. Like
so when
break.
It did come up, I was so happy because I was like, well, this forces us both to do something we never do, which is to take a break.
Yeah.
Which always makes us better. Makes us better moms. Makes us better
people.
Not
this time, but yeah, generally. No.
Because we don't get a break as moms. So I did. You didn't. I got to take a break.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's it. So, yeah.
But I will tell you, like, it's a weird thing because I feel like I'm living, like, I have two personalities. Like, there's vacation me and then there's at home me. And they're two different people. And I'm only inviting one to a barbecue and it's vacation me.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that lives here. So I'm not happy with who I am at home, but I am happy with who I am when I'm away. What does that mean?
Well,
what does that mean? Jewel's gonna be great.
Absolutely. I'm honestly like, that's, you know, we have our coaches for a profile, is our, you know, nutritious lifestyle, healthy thing that we're doing.
That's going great too, guys. Another piece thing of the pie I'd like to talk about, and that metaphor is perfect.
Piece of the pie I'd like to eat right
now. Yeah, there's a reason why I'm going to go to a sauna.
Well, she asked, she was like, how's it going to be like when you're on tour? I'm like, you know what? Easy. Because I am not doing everything for everybody else at that.
Yeah.
Like that extra, like, hour that I get that I'm not working in the day
is yours,
mine. And I just read this tweet that somebody shared today that was, and I'll try and find it to give him credit, but if not, please tell us who it was and we'll give him credit. But it said, like, how come I don't go to bed at night when I'm absolutely exhausted and the kids are in bed? Because the entire day I belong to somebody else and I'd like an hour or two that I belong to myself.
Yeah.
Where I get to think my own thoughts. I'm not.
Yep.
But still, moms aren't doing that because I'm still like, oh, I just got this email for a deal on shoes. I got Macy's 30% off. So I'm going to buy gym shoes for next year or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like never. Or I'm like, I'm finally going to like find that good dentist that Kristen takes her kids to and stuff like that. That's what you're doing, but you never really belong to yourself unless you're.
That's a good way of looking at it. And that's, it's so important. It's something we got to like get better at. And here's the truth. I know this because my kids are like this. Like we live in LA. We have done everything we can to give them the best possible life. They have, you know, iPads and toys and bikes and fun, and like they're living a good life. Like,
in a lot of ways, spoiled. Because,
spoiled, yeah. I think.
I think we both, because we don't have family here, kind of.
We don't
of,
have family and, here, yeah. So sometimes you make up for that with stuff. And I'll be the first to admit it. And, you know, we was certainly during the pandemic, I was way looser with like buying things. But I realized to like, even with all this stuff going on in my life, I was like, I need to get back to me. I want to be vacation Kristen in yeah. front of my kids. And the only ways I'm going to do that is if I like alleviate some of the stress in my life. And that can be with an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old chipping in a little bit more. Because let me tell you what an 8-year-old can do. They can figure out how to load a dishwasher. No, you're not letting them run through the house with sharp knives, but they can put dishes into a dishwasher. My son can help prep for dinner, or he can fold blankets and put pillows back, and he can, like, I don't think I'm asking them to do enough, so I'm gonna go back to the chore chart, which I found very effective. And I think kids like to help. It gives them boundaries and guidance. And also,
I'm going to write that down now. I'm not even joking. I'm going to do chore chart.
Yeah, we love the chore chart.
Because you know what else? As you're saying that, because I do, like, my husband and I do try to really equitably, like, split everything up.
Yes.
And it's literally like, if he sees me up and cleaning, he will get up and
start cleaning.
I know,
we're the same way, but we do it with resentment.
No, it's literally a competitive thing because we don't want to like possibly have an argument later that night and be like, well, you were
sitting down
watching
have you been at my house? That's exactly the conversation we're having.
Yeah, we do this exact same thing where it's like,
well, I was doing this. Well, you were doing that. Can't you do this? Well, you knew that these were my hours. Well, these are your, like, it's constant.
And there's never a time where we do have that argument where the other one's like, oh yeah, you were doing that. You know, like
nobody wants to back down.
Yeah.
This is my favorite thing. I'm like, I'll say, I have to do this thing. And we have a blackboard in our kitchen.
They do.
And we have iPhones. So we have a family calendar.
I'm on their calendar too.
I don't know how to get you off of there. But every time I go to order something on Amazon that's questionable, I'm nervous. I'm like,
I know what they did Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. I know what they did Wednesday night at 4:45.
Oh, okay. God. Kristen's ovulating. Oh, God. And Colin, we get in a really big arguments about scheduling because I want to have some say, and he's taking over the summer because of things being busy. It's just the thing we have figured out. But we have more fights that start with, well, was it on the calendar?
Yeah.
It's on the calendar. Did you not? I'm sorry. It's on the calendar. I'm like, you can't just give me a leg up here and go like, hey, I know, you know, I have a meeting at 6. Like, do you have to always say, well, if you just check your calendar? I'm like, buddy, let's go outside.
Yeah.
You want to step outside? I will roundhouse.
I know. And you know what? It's hard too when your husband is in. God bless you, anyone out there listening, if your spouse is not like this, but both of ours pretty much are, where it's like, you have something you need to do, I'm going to figure out how to make it work.
Right. We are very, very lucky.
Yeah.
But they remind us that we are lucky.
Yes.
Things are just, this is why when you go away together and you reconnect and you have fun together, and it's totally dumb fun. It's like ridiculous fun.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's not to be serious, it's to be silly.
Yeah.
Like, we went and played golf in the hot. Oh, I know. Jen is opposed to this. I kind of look back and I'm like, why do you do this to yourself? So we went golfing in the very hot heat. Phoenix has giant golf courses. It wasn't going well for me. Second hole, I threw my club. Colin said, we're going to get kicked off if you do that again. I was like, let me be. There wasn't a sand trap. I was like, I was in Star Wars. There wasn't a sand trap I wasn't in the whole time. That's all I did was hit out of sand traps.
Well, it's a real sandy place. It's a desert.
It's a real sandy place, and they don't want to water their courses. So I was like, what am I trying to build up my calves?
Yeah.
Like, is this calves exercise? I'm literally like, I don't sweat very much. And I was like wet on my arms. And then I was you know, everything else was like, oh, this is great. I should just stop and get some Monistat on the way home.
Absolutely.
This is happening.
Put a dispenser next to the ball washer.
Bwamp, bwamp, bwamp. And then I
ball dispenser, gross.
You guys can't say ball washer around
Kristen.
Can't
say ball washer. It's funny. It's funny every time. Shaft, can't say that either. Giggle. But we went golfing, and then it was amazing because I was like, that's just the morning. We have the whole day.
Yeah.
And we went and sat by the pool.
Ugh.
And then it quickly became us having like a handstand competition and then doing cannonballs. And like we were on
That's
the kids'
wonderful.
Side. We didn't go to the adult size pool. I'm always worried when there's an adult pool
that it people means are like, it's swingers.
Yeah, that they're literally like inside each other. Like when you walk in, you're like, you're swimming too close, man. I don't think you have pants on. Are you connected? Are you connected?
I thought about that.
Physically? Gross.
I think it just means no kids.
It means no kids, but I think if you've got no kids around, you're humping.
Well,
right? I don't know. I don't want anybody to like come up and be like, hey, I noticed you in your sensible swimming suit doing cannonballs on the adult side of the pool, which is a clear signal you want to get rowdy.
My wife Francine and I are here without the kids also.
We're pharmaceutical reps. And,
yeah.
want to know if you guys want to get jiggy with it. And I'm like,
that sounds so fun.
It was fun. It was fun in the easiest way.
Yeah.
It was fun. There was like these great like little hotel bands that would come in and sing, and like the local people that would come in and sing with their acoustic guitars at night. I was like, that's kind of all I need. That's
totally.
Like the whole day. Then we went on a hike. I almost died, but that's fine. It was 7 miles, 6 miles. How many miles have I increased since we've talked?
How was that booty boot camp that you guys
yeah,
did?
Yeah, I know. I was like, we should go
there.
The hike was awesome. It was life changing.
Okay.
It was, you know, my brain. I had one thought on my mind for 2.5 hours straight, which was put my right foot in front of my left.
Yeah.
And then the other one in front of the other one. And that was it.
She has four, you guys. That makes it hard. makes it harder. Dance lessons are real tricky.
Man. I'm like, God, this is why dance is hard. You got to remember how many feet you have. But it was fun. I got to the top, scared of heights, turned around, realized why, quickly went back down. I thought, oh, man, we're going to die and not have a granola bar. But we made it. And it was so fun. And it was just lighthearted chat that didn't mean anything if we were chatting at all. But it didn't mean we were mad.
Yeah.
Like us
just
not talking was just
enjoying
coexisting.
One another's company.
Yeah.
That's
and it,
great.
I wasn't
That's
worried
ideal.
About the kids because like, sometimes doing those outdoor things, I'm so scared of heights. With kids, I worry all the time. Like I worry they're going to get hurt. There's going to be something that bites them. I'm just not ready yet. I'm not there yet. I want to go do it myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at me. Sporty Spice up on this mountaintop gave up a spa day to do it. Kind of regret that. But
a huge mistake in my opinion.
My pores really needed it, but my soul needed it more. So
I do. I mean, I think doing a hike or something, especially like there, it's like
it's
a spiritual
Sedona,
place.
If you've never been, if you want a just us trip, I highly recommend going to Scottsdale. There's beautiful hotels and then making a trip to Sedona and stay in Sedona if you want, but you have more money than me. It's so beautiful. And there is. There are people that believe, there are scientists that even believe that there is such a, it's hard to explain, but like, not because I know, because I learned about it on TikTok, but that there's energy in between the rocks and there's Ooh. Literally different kinds of energy that you're literally in a vortex and it's got all, it has all sorts of healing qualities and you just, I don't care what you say. When you look at something so beautiful, there's nowhere else in the world like it. When you look at something Mother Nature built and it's that gorgeous and beautiful and settling, if you're thinking about something else, you do have a real problem.
Yeah,
you have a real, if whatever is making it into that brain, that's a real thing to worry about.
Yeah.
And I feel bad if that's the case, but hopefully you go there and just go, oh my God, everything's great, this is awesome, let's get beers.
Well, the good thing about going someplace like that to get away is that you are grounded to
totally.
The earth, into nature.
Yes.
And
that's
that,
my favorite.
That really is the only thing that can sort of like, and I honestly think that's what beaches do for people too.
It
you
is.
Know,
it's is absolutely it, what beaches do for me.
You're like with the wind, the
I can
water,
sit and stare
everything.
At the ocean and not think too hard about anything.
Yeah.
For a long time. But I do remember when we were going through the pandemic and the beach was kind of one of the few places you could kind of go. Yeah. But it wasn't until several months in.
Yeah.
And we went and I was looking at the beach and I felt really sad because I was like, this is the first time I've ever been here in the 20 years I've lived in Los Angeles, looked at the beach and I did have something to think about.
Yeah.
I did feel very sad.
Yeah.
I was scared of all of it.
Yeah.
And now my brain and my heart and my soul are healing and I feel like we can all kind of lean into that a little bit.
Boy, Sedona did something.
Oh, God, gross. Do I want crystals? Oh, maybe. Oh,
well,
God.
I do. I think Sedona is one of those places. I can't remember. It might just be like one specific place there, but there's supposedly there's these like places on earth where you can feel the presence of God. Like,
that's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's, yeah.
That you become, you feel very spiritual when you're there. You feel, I mean, you can't look at it and go, like, this isn't a mistake.
Did you have peyote at any point?
No, but I poopoided after the 6 mile hike. And that was also, I mean, when you work out like that, you're gonna.
I think it's the heat. I don't know. I've come to the realization with the help of my husband, why does he not want to go away to Sedona with me for the weekend? I get dehydrated and then I just shot liquid for days. So,
well, maybe Casey, is that a good place for us to jump off?
There's
this
only one of me to go around, gentlemen. Only one.
There's
sorry.
Only one Jen and one Kristen, and they're spoken for. but if you are a gentleman caller, you'd have to shout out a couple times for my husband to pay attention that you're actually interested. He'd be like, "What? Oh, her?
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, we're married. It's fine."
I think my husband's pretty hard to beat for me. For me, I think
I have some notes. No, Colin's great. We needed a time to be away because it's not fair that he's the same as me. What we are is fun Bobby, but not just booze. We're fun Bobby when we're on vacation. We're better like out and about.
Yeah.
And that can be really anything. But moral of the story is if you haven't had a chance to get away with your lover, then try to find, you know what? Ask your friends to watch your kids if you don't have family like us. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drop off my kids tomorrow to you.
You know what? That's fine. I'm going to yell at them. I'm going to teach them how to properly sort things.
It'll be the first time they've ever done it. So
I do feel like, though, I am saying the same thing, which is that if you get away with your husband, you get to like just take care of yourself and take care of each other. And then you aren't that angry woman playing solitaire at the end of the night because you haven't like spent your wad on everyone else.
No. Hopefully you're back at the hotel.
Was that the grossest thing I've ever said before?
Because you said wad and it made me think of hotel sex. Yep. So you nailed it.
That's our podcast.
Thank you.